bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Time to say goodbye to the weekend and hello to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I'm just as sad as you today, but let's see what we can do with our Monday, shall we? It's the 23rd of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, we were talking about this last week about Microsoft. You know, they pushed that big old update out thinking, ooh, everything's all nice and jelly. Nope, they pulled some things in that Windows 10 update. Imagine that. Yes, I can hear some Windows users right out there right now going, yes, Microsoft has pulled that recently released November update, you know, the AKA Threshold 2, from both the Media Creation Tool and Windows Update. So, if you don't currently have that update on your Windows 10 device, you won't be able to download it directly now. Strangely enough about it, Microsoft has actually confirmed, yes, they have removed the update, but only from the Media Creation Tool. It says it hasn't removed it from Windows Update. Well, most people I've talked to said they can't get it in Windows Update, so you sure about that, Microsoft? In their statement, Microsoft said that the November update was originally available by the MCT as the Media Creation Tool, but no more. And according to them, it will only be available through Windows Update. But like I said before, I ain't seeing it there either. Microsoft wanted to pound into our brains that it has not pulled the Windows 10 November update. It's just rolling it out slowly over time. Now, this is typical. You got Microsoft saying one thing, you got consumers saying another. Remember them bugs we were talking about in the update last week? Yeah. Oop, we found them. There they are. Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to make you go, well, duh, why even mention it? Because we're a little short on news today, and I thought, well, why not? According to the folks at MIT, researchers have determined that much of the hidden data sent and received by the 500 most popular Android apps isn't really even necessary at all for functionality. Oh, really? They actually said in an example, take the Walmart app that talks to eBay whenever you scan a barcode. They say there's no practical difference when you sever that connection, meaning they talk to each other, but they don't really need to. Now, MIT did point out this doesn't mean that the data is suspicious. No. We don't want to get in a lawsuit. And they also wanted to cover their butt saying that it's not just an Android issue as well. No, of course not. They're just saying there's a lot of data there that's probably using too much of your battery and learning more about you and so on and so on. They say it may simply help the app run more efficiently by talking to, I guess, all these servers. That isn't really my concern. My concern is, what are these apps communicating? Come on, MIT, don't dab your little pinky toe in the pool. Dive on in and let us know it's concerning. Consumers, what the heck is going on? Hey, looks like those folks over at Apple are sick and tired of us coming to the Genius Bar, so I guess they're gonna slap an app on us instead. Now, of course, Apple's yet to confirm this app, but there's been a lot of screenshots that have leaked over the weekend showing the app in action. And by the looks of the screenshots, yeah, it pretty much just mimics the functionality of Apple's support website. That means you'll be able to do the simple troubleshooting of common problems, of course. You'll be able to chat with support specialists and even arrange for your device to have it repaired. I guess it's okay if you kind of notice the Genius Bar. Yeah, it's a little crowded nowadays, isn't it? Anything that would help with the congestion? Yeah, I guess it's probably a good thing. Now, I'm sure a lot of you Amazon Prime users know that you've got pretty much a buttload unlimited storage of photo space up there. Funny enough, though, some don't realize just how much is up there for them. So, in an effort to bring more attention to that feature, Amazon is giving Prime subscribers the benefit to share with another friend or family member. Ooh. Yeah, it looks like Amazon's just trying to say, hey, look over here, you know, we've got cloud storage too. Be forewarned, however, though, when you do share with your friend's account, according to what we're hearing from Amazon, whatever photos you have, they'll see, and whatever photos they have, you'll see. But here's the big downside. Say you're a Prime member and you say, you know what, I don't want it anymore. Your pictures and their pictures, of course, will all be gone. They'll be deleted. Unless you decide to pay for that unlimited everything plan that costs $60 a year. And finally, something that probably can only happen in Japan. A textile company has decided, what the hell, let's make some low-calorie noodles from trees. Yes, this 99-year-old cloth-making company in Japan, which I cannot find the name of anywhere in this article, so apparently they want to remain anonymous, figured, why the hell not, let's enter the food business. So instead of making all those scarves and bedding and everything else, let's put up some gluten-free, slurpy noodle snacks. Now, the company, which is actually based based in Osaka, basically uses the same technology to use for creating textiles as it does for food. All it does is morph the tree wood pulp into edible noodles that are incredibly low-fat, they're saying, carbs and calorie-free. And no gluten anywhere to be found. Well, ain't that nice. The company is hoping that the wheat substitute for food, like ramen and pasta, will be shipped to countries around the world. I'm just waiting for the first customer saying, excuse me, there's a scarf in my noodle. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.